Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's an American tradition, a day of great hope and promise. Today, on what would have been opening day, we know you missed the game. The punch-outs, the walk-offs, and most importantly, each other. We do too. As we rally together in these uncertain times, well wishes go out to you from all of us.
That is Major League Baseball. It should have been opening day today, and I know we all had plans. We all wanted to do something different on this day, but for the sake of what we're going through right now as a country, as a world, as a planet, we got to make sure that we take care of what we can take care of in order to try and flatten this curve just a little bit. And I'm wondering what everybody would have been doing today. What's the old G-Bag Nation line? What'd you have for breakfast? What do you wish you had for breakfast? What were your plans? What do you wish your plans would be right now? And what are you doing? What are you doing instead? 877-881-1053. If you were going to be out there for opening day, if you were going to start your day off, I know I've done opening day multiple times, and it's an absolute blast. It really is, because there's just some purity of baseball season really getting started back. It's a lot of fun, Mike and Kevin, when we're out there at spring training, because it's a very loose feel. But you can feel the ramped-up version of baseball and the pageantry that's going on whenever opening day starts. So I'm very curious, 877-881-1053, what would have been your plans? What are your plans now? Did you say I'm taking the day too?
Well, for the road game, I would have, after the show was over, immediately come home and start watching whatever games were finishing up from kind of your noon starts Eastern time, so 11 o'clock starts, and kind of seeing how some games were finishing up, probably also flipping over to Fox Sports Southwest to watch the pregame show for the Rangers, and then I believe the Rangers were supposed to start at 3 o'clock. I think it was a 3:05 first pitch today. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's right. And so I would have been, you know, watching there and probably maybe even tweeting a little bit about the game here and there, what I'm seeing on that first day, and then pick up the kids from school and then get them home and watch kind of the last five or six innings with them, and they get all excited. I think this is really tough for a dad who loves baseball, and my kids really like baseball too, is they get inspired by watching the game on television. So right now they love basketball, right? I mean, because for the most part they've been watching basketball for the last 3-4 months, and they want to go out and shoot baskets. But I know every year when baseball comes back on and we're sitting there and baseball's on, we'll start going in the backyard and playing more baseball, because they're like, hey, you want to play pepper, you want to hit grounders, you want to play catch, you want to, you know, hit the baseball. So all of a sudden, with that taken away, I just wonder if my kids' kind of passion for the game for the month of March and April and probably May isn't really going to be there, because they're like, yeah, there's nobody to watch to get inspired by.
Kevin, I was the same way as a kid, where whatever sporting season it was, that's the sport I was playing. Like, even if I watched a movie and it was a karate movie, like if I watched Sidekicks, I had to go run around the house and beat Chuck Norris and Jonathan Brandis. So, but
look up what happened to him.
Well, okay. And the guy who took off his shirt every time he scored a goal for the side.
Tattoo. Yeah.
I was always, you know, when it came to sports, I was the same way as your kids, Mike. And my kids aren't quite the same, But I am curious, Kevin, with Brandon and what y'all have gone through. Y'all go to events a lot. Go to a lot of sporting events together. And so I wonder how much time y'all spent at home watching those events together.
You know what our big thing always was, and this just happened, I want to say like a month or so ago, is we always check out when they release the promotion schedule for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
And we kind of like plan accordingly. And so we always like to go out to, Star Wars night. That is definitely a big one. So we like to look at the, and then I've got a buddy, Sean, who likes to like coordinate a couple of different things that we can go to, like, because you obviously get to see the game, but then there's obviously some cool giveaways happening as well. I think sometimes people sleep on those giveaways that they have up at the ballpark. I know it'll be different now with the new park. Everyone will want to get out there, but sometimes there's some really cool giveaways because we have like a bobblehead closet going at the new house with all of the cards, and it's like the sports closet and stuff. And so that was always a big thing for us, is we would like to kind of plan it like that. And I told him that we were going to be out at the ballpark for the opening of the new park, and we may or may not have begun negotiations about whether or not he could skip school to go to such a thing. Now, the thing that sucks about it is obviously he wouldn't have to skip school, but of course there will be no game. So we could have ended that negotiation easily. And so I'm kind of bummed about that. But then also, Corey, I think you can definitely see where I'm coming from here. This was kind of a complicated personal lifetime too, because the baseball schedule changes up the nighttime schedule, and you go from... And for the nosebleed seats, I was joking with him. I was like, oh, you guys got it easy now, because you just keep going 7 to 11, 7 to 11. Because now was the time when you would say, all right, we're 7 to 8:30 on Monday. We're 7 to 11 on Tuesday. We're 10:30 to 1 a.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. And like, your schedule would be different every single day. And so that was always a, as much as I love the Rangers, there's a little bit of a complication that comes along with that too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was the most difficult part, because the kids are still in school, wife works, and so I was still doing the, hey, I got to go take the kids to school, so I had to get up at 6 o'clock after getting over a 1 a.m. show.
Yes.
Get up and take them to school, and then I'm not the kind of person that can just go back to sleep, so I'd have to go do my run and get things started for the show that night, and then maybe take a nap later on, and it just changed everybody's life. Just imagine Jared Sandler's day. His day was to get up and just start as soon as Sean and RJ started, and then he was done at 1 o'clock in the morning most nights, and then he rebooted every day. His work ethic's pretty phenomenal. So 877-881-1053, lots of texts coming in on what you would have been doing from the 972. Would have continued 10-year tradition watching the Rangers with friends. Instead, I'm looking for a new job, so they were laid off. So, and that's the thing that I'm scared to see the most today, Kevin.
Yeah, and they just announced, like, the jobless claims have spiked exponentially almost. And that's the thing that really hurts. And it's not that sports is, like, missing. If that was the only thing happening, you'd be like, well, we still have our health and everything. But that's the thing that really hurts, is sports is such a great distraction and entertainment product for so many people that, like, if that person lost his job, maybe that would have been the one good thing, is you still got together with your buddies to watch opening day. But now you don't even have that as the distraction. And I think that's the part that sports plays, and it just hurts that extra little bit, is you don't even have that little distraction for people who need a new job, or maybe they got sick, or one of their relatives got sick, et cetera.
I was looking at the schedule today. And you would have, starting off here in about 45 minutes, you would have most likely had Max Scherzer versus Jacob DeGrom. Like, that's the other thing about opening day, too, is it's opening day and everybody's excited because it's the first game. But then you also get, oh, my God, the two best pitchers in the National League are facing off against each other, too, to start the season off. Like, that would have been a pretty awesome game. Another one, too, that would have been really fun, just because they're two kind of, to me, up-and-coming teams that could mess up what the Yankees have built, is you have the Twins and Athletics would have played today. And then take out the Rangers and Mariners, because that would have been the one we were most excited about. But later tonight would have been Angels at the Astros, and it wouldn't have been a road game for the Astros. The Astros would have been at home, but I would have loved to have seen what that kind of environment was going to be like for the Astros for their first regular season game being the major cheaters.
From the 817, would have been grilling with my morning whiskey at the ballpark. Instead, I'm cleaning the garage and listening to y'all. From the 214, I'm a teacher. I always play the game on my computer and let the kids listen. What kind of awesome teacher is that, man?
Oh, yeah.
So there you are in class. You're supposed to be studying social studies, and you're, you know, listening to who was the Archduke Ferdinand getting assassinated or something like that.
World War One? Wow, okay.
Your teacher's just like, hey, you know
I
what?
I mean, at least it's the right class that he got there.
Yeah, that's true.
And your teacher's just like, you know what? Instead, we're listening to the ball game today. Go ahead, Kevin.
I like this one from the 817 because me and my son started doing this at the game as well. In my younger years with no cable, I would listen on the radio and keep a scorecard. I mean, listening with Hicks and Nadell and Sandler, I definitely see that as a useful thing to do. But the last couple of games that we went to, we made sure to buy the official program because Brandon wanted to learn how to start scoring the game.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then Jared helped us figure out a scorebook to buy. So he bought a scorebook with his own money so he could, like, write down the date and the game and keep score as best he could of every game that we went to now. So that is definitely – and that's some cool family thing that can help bring you together. Like, I know there's lots of family stuff that can bring you together, but I got to admit, like, not to be too 1950s or whatever, but sitting down at the ball game with my son learning how to score a baseball game has been pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, man. That's why I've always considered you a great dad, Kevin.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I'm proud of you and your dadding. You too, Mike, showing your kid how to cut a pizza the other day. From the 214.
I really just did it for him. I didn't show him.
Take that, Corey's compliment.
Man, sorry. From the 817, it's always been my dream to go to opening day on my birthday, which is April 1st. But my parents always went without me while I was at school.
Oh, no. I mean, I get it. Like, I want to say they want your education, but they just wanted to leave you behind. Let's face it, all right? I've done that with my son in the past, but, you know, I some year we'll get it done for you now as an adult. We can make this happen. Will it mean as much as an adult? Because you could skip work instead of school.
It's a good point. From the 936, Corey, what's the score? I've been instructed to no longer talk about that for the rest of the day.
That is the one person, because the rest of the people were furious at you.
I did look at the Autoflex Leasing fan text as we went to break, and I was like, oh, Kevin was right. There are some people really mad that we're giving updates on the Rangers World Series game.
I know. So I'm done with it for the day, but at around noon today, if I sound sad, just understand why.
You're not going to be sad. You get excited.
From the 940,
that's
great
idea.
That's what
gets us so mad.
Great idea, Kevin. Going to do scorekeeping with my son in the future now because of you. So, man, look at you, Kevin. You just made a difference in somebody's life.
It really is. Because Bassick was talking about with his kids, like, knowing the games and seeing the players, you get more invested. Honestly, you could tell he was getting more invested because he didn't have to look up at the scoreboard. He knew, okay, so this guy had a double last time because he was looking off his own scoreboard. So he was like educating himself and investing in the game of his own accord, which, I mean, that's super cool. Like, don't you want to be there at the game with somebody who gives a crap about the game just like you do? So I dig it, man.
And go ahead.
Well, it really gets you to know the players, too.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of times if you're casually watching the game, and look, most of us casually watch the game, you're waiting for the stars to come up for the other team or Joey Gallo to come up in a certain situation. And when you're keeping score, even though the score is 5-1 in the fourth inning, you're still locked in because you're like, yeah, even though 7, 8, 9 holes coming up, I got to make sure I get this right and put the right score down.
Hey, Mike, when you had opening day, I mean, we have a professional pitcher right here on air with us. When you did opening day as a player, were you jittery? Were you excited? What was the feel like for you?
Yeah, all of those things. You go into it and you know now it counts. Everything that happened in spring training, good or bad, is over, and now this is – the day that counts. Now, as a pitcher who rarely was in the minor leagues, I was, but not in the major leagues, ever considered the guy who should be pitching on opening day, is you're kind of going to the ballpark and you're excited for the season to start, and you're excited for 2 days from now or 3 days from now when your start is going to be. Not that you're not excited, you're just like, all right, man, this is for real, and I have a bullpen session today, and I really want to get in the work, and I want to get there early, and you just want to take everything in. I was only part of one major league opening day as a player. I always started in the minor leagues, but it was really exciting to be at Shea Stadium for an opening day. That being said, it was freezing but cold, so it really wasn't that great of a crowd because how cold it was. And that's the one thing that we do get here in Texas that we kind of forget about around the country, and now we start the season a week earlier, we usually do now, is right here, just think about right now outside. It's going to be close to 90, and I know that it would be an indoor game, you know, now, and not an outdoor game, but we rarely have to deal with opening day it being like 27 degrees outside. But there's quite a few opening days around Major League Baseball where the guys are dealing from going from 80-degree weather to 20 to 30-degree weather.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.